Hello, everybody. This is the Friday edition of Gamers with Coffee. We just got our coffee from one of our places we stop at every morning. So, Clint here is a little excited. You have some good news, right, sir?
I do. Ish. Yeah. Because everyone knows about my Aries rant, or everyone who's listened to any of the podcasts know about my Aries rant. So I got email confirmation from Aries. Well, I got an email from Aries asking me to confirm my address because it's finally going to ship tripods and triplanes. I still don't know exactly when, but I'm assuming by this it means soon. So, hey, we're going to have an unboxing video coming up.
Yeah, well, that should actually be pretty cool because you've been waiting for, what, about 2 weeks? I mean, almost 2 years.
Almost 2 years.
Yeah.
Day Kickstarter.
It's taken a bit. A little bit, anyways. So, anyways, that's pretty much... Well, you can explain it, Clint, just to catch up on it.
One second. Yeah. It's just the Wings of Glory, World War One edition with aliens. Like War of the Worlds style aliens. So, we've mentioned, and I think Greg even did a YouTube video on Wings of Glory.
Yes.
With the World War One biplanes and stuff basically flying and fighting it out. Now we're going to add large walking alien monsters. Well, they're going to add. Again, War of the Worlds style. So one person will play as the aliens. The other person will play as, well, you know, the humans. Which means, dun-da-da, your enemy planes are no longer enemy planes. You can use them in your army. Which means you do not have to play Americans or British or French or Germans or whatnot. You all can be one side, happy and united against the alien front. Okay, I'm done.
So the premise is the world actually unites against the invasion. Yeah.
Using basically World War One technology. Now, because I did back the Kickstarter, I have all, and I do mean all, the conversion stuff to play it in the World War II era as well. So we could run a Wings of Glory World War II battle using the aliens.
Oh, what, like, okay, that's cool. So you're not just locked into one area.
Right.
You can use...
So,
because there's a lot of planes out for that game, actually.
Yeah.
Just some of them are a little harder to find than others. I don't know what the company is doing about that, but you can... They're still pretty readily available, though.
No, not really.
I'll say big miniature place has them.
There's going to be a big release, next year. Of the World War II stuff from Aries. So some of the ones that I couldn't get will hopefully come back on the re-release. And, yeah, I'm snatching them up
first.
Well,
then you get a chance to. Well, that's good. At least they finally confirmed your address. And that means they're getting ready to ship stuff. And the only upside is if it's taken this long because they've been tweaking quality issues and wanting to put out a good product, that's cool. I think they're probably slightly understaffed for what they're trying to do.
That's possible.
What it looks like. But on the other hand, get a quality item, then that's a better thing.
My only concern, and it's a minor one, is that it's going to push people back into Wings of Glory, and there just is not going to be a lot of planes.
Well, it will bring new people into it, too.
It'll
be like people who are friends... All my friends in the Wings of Glory, but I'm just like, I'm kind of on the fence. And they'll play that, and if they like any kind of, science fiction messed with that stuff, they're going to maybe want to jump on board. So they might end up with more customers than they planned on.
Yeah. I mean, the nice thing is it's a good rule system. It's a simple rule system. Now, the aliens work just a little different from what we're used to when we play, but it doesn't look like it's going to deviate that much.
Well, that's what I liked about it. Like I'd said, I don't know, a dozen times before, it's a simple game with levels that you can go up in.
Mm-hmm.
So you can play very simply and then add. You can get pretty advanced if you want. I mean, but it should be pretty fun. We'll have to see how it plays out.
Yeah, which we should probably play some Wings of Glory, too, to kind of refresh ourselves.
Yes, somewhat, so...
Now, my understanding with the aliens, because they do have lasers. You have to regulate the energy for the lasers. So they don't shoot a laser every turn. You can't. You have to kind of monitor or kind of strategize when you want to use your beam weapons, because it won't work every... It's got to have a turn to, I think, recharge is what I was reading.
Okay, so you're going to have to be much more strategic.
Yeah.
Because with the regular planes, you can shoot every turn.
You see, the interesting thing I'm thinking with this one, and I know there are a lot of people who've played the test games and stuff, is actually the aliens are at a slight disadvantage. Because they don't have as much of the maneuverability as the planes do. They can't shoot every turn. Yeah, they're tougher, they're nastier, they've got nastier weapons. But there's still slightly a disadvantage that you're based to the ground. You can't move very fast. And really, where are you going to hide from the planes? How are you going to, you know, dodge?
Well, yeah, there should be no cover or anything.
Yeah.
But don't they have a poison gas cloud or something?
Yeah, they do have a cloud that could affect the pilots.
That the planes could end up flying through if you're not careful.
But even that looks like it's a limited use weapon. The other thing that's going to be interesting is you're almost... You'd almost always have to hit the aliens. And I mean, realistically, you're never going to always hit the aliens, even with an airplane. But really, when you look at the planes dive bombing things, either with machine guns or rockets, because you will have rockets. Some of them do have little missile rockets. You know, it's a pretty easy target to hit. So we'll kind of see how that goes out.
We'll have to see how that plays out. It seems like it'd be a fun alternative to the game too, so
yeah, I like the look of it. I did get one extra alien, so we're gonna have, I think I'll have three alien figures to start with, and then I'll buy the other two as they come out. They are, I want to say, 6 or 8 planes coming out, but they're all, with the exception of two. Ooh, I get a new Red Baron figure. Yeah, was a Kickstarter exclusive. Is I get the Red Baron figure. That's the biggest reason I backed it, is I got some of the exclusive planes. But they are reprinting 4 or 5, maybe even 6, of the old World War I planes with new paints, new paint sculpts.
Oh, okay, so new paint schemes and new variations of them.
Mostly just new paint schemes.
At least it will add some.
Yeah, it gives you some planes to use.
Yeah, well, that's cool. Variety is a good thing.
I mean, between the two of us, we've got plenty of planes, so we're set for play, and, you know, we want to...
I enjoy the game. I think it's fun the way it is, and I'll be looking forward to when you get that box. I only couldn't back it because I just, at the time, just wasn't able to, is all, so...
Yeah.
Otherwise, yeah, I would have, because a lot of times with the Kickstarter stuff, I mean, you're going to get more you back somebody than when you don't. What was that other game, the pirate one? Blood and Plunder, I think it was.
Yeah, Blood Plunder, one Mike plays.
Something like that, Blood and Plunder. I think it's something like that. And it's actually pretty cool looking, old pirate-themed type of game. And I know when I was reading reviews, boy, I think it was like $200 to back it, but they got so much stuff that it would be hard to buy all that.
Yeah, now.
Now it'd be like, you know, 3 times that much. So it's like sometimes you're going to get pretty good deals on it.
I backed the Robotech stuff. That was, I mean, the game came out. They did release it. I still never got the Wave 2 stuff that I was supposed to get, which is all the cool stuff.
That's the other problem with Kickstarters. Yeah. You may not get what you pay for. It might all just not happen.
And I think part of what killed that is it was not a great rule system, and there was such a delay, I mean, years delay getting it out, that people just didn't care anymore. They lost interest, and now you can buy it on Miniature Market for, you know, 60 to 80% off.
Well, that's what happens if you take too long. We live in a society with instant gratification.
Yep.
Well, I want this right now. And if they get it right now, they're interested for a little bit. But if you got to wait too long, there goes your interest. So.
And that's what I was worried about with tripods and triplanes. There was going to be such a delay that people just wouldn't care anymore.
But there are core players like us who will be like, wow, it shouldn't have took this long. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, when you get it, you're going to game with it. And so it's not just going to go nowhere.
So my advice for Kickstarter is don't expect it to come on the quoted date. If it does, hey, bonus, great, somebody's on their game. But it could be years later or not at all. There have been several that just never happened.
Did you just say if it came on time that someone's on their game? That's kind of funny.
Yep.
If you think about it, never mind.
Yeah, no, I know.
It's a Friday, people. And today is another glorious day, except for, you know, the weekend's coming up, so.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad thing.
I don't have a double shot of energy for work today, so.
Yeah, they didn't even give you cream.
Yeah, I ordered my coffee and they didn't put the cream in it. Normally they do, which is okay. I can drink it either way. It's just, yay, it's Friday. Hopefully everybody out there has a good weekend, so enjoy yourselves. Get some gaming. That's what we need to try to do, Clint.
Well, that's why I said we do some more Kill Team Monday. Ooh. I'm going to mention real quick our Kill Team idea we discussed yesterday because we didn't podcast it.
So you want to give this away so other podcasters can take our idea.
Okay, fine. I won't say anything. Jeez, it's just...
You may want to... Well, you could. It's up to you, but remember... Well,
then I will do this. Since Kill Team Arena has a release, yet we don't have it, we'll probably have it next paycheck because I don't have money this paycheck. We're going to start focusing on Kill Team Arena a little more just because of the confines. And I've got so much terrain now, which I'll be littering Facebook with here soon, even more, that we're going to just do the arena battle stuff as more of a focus versus any campaigns or anything else. So I guess you guys will just have to stay tuned and watch for that Facebook and YouTube.
It's going to be an interesting take on the broadcasting part of it. So Clint had a good idea. So I just didn't want to say too much because then you give it away. And I mean, if we come out with it, then it'll just be interesting.
Fair enough.
So just stay tuned. Now there are, when we first talked about the YouTube channel, first there was none. Then we were working on it. Now I believe we have more than four videos or six, I think now. So it's starting to get up there. Moving wise, I know some people have a lot more, but we're adding to it. So if you want to subscribe, that'd be cool. And then the little notification bell, that would be cool. Then you notify it. We're going to just start doing more and more as we get our schedules worked out to do it. So we're going to let you guys go. We got to get last minute stop here before work. Anything else to say?
No, that's all I got for today.
Enjoy the weekend, you guys. We might do something on the weekend too. So have fun. Keep gaming. Goodbye.